for learning the countries from Rav Tzumaya and Tahara Zainai. To Erev Yontif, Erev Chanukah. Spoke a little bit about Kedusha Zainayim and Chanukah. Ein lana rishus l'shtamesh b'ham, ela l'roitzim b'levad. This is from all talk about Shkoyach. The time of Tikkun Ha'inayim is Chanukah. So we were learning how every Shevet, Shkoyach, every Shevet has a particular tchuna, has a particular quality, and each Shevet is a merkava upon which that Kedusha comes into the world. And it's very clear that the Merkava of Kedusha Sainayim, of the Koach HaRi'iyah, is the first of all Shvatim. It's the first Ruvain. Ruvain means to see. The Koach HaRi'iyah. And that's why we learned last week that Ruvain Posach B'Tshuva Tchila, that Ruvain was the beginning of Tshuva to try to save Yosef HaTzadik. Ruvain Pesach B'Tshuva Tchila, meaning that the Pesach, the beginning of a person returning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to work on Kedusha Sainayim. That's the Pesach of Tshuva, the beginning of Tshuva. We learned how that was the beginning of Chet in Gan Eden, that the tree was Nechmed L'Einayim. It was a Michshol in what Adam and Chava were looking at, what they saw, and they were tempted by what they saw. And the Pesach of Tshuva is Ruvain, which is Kedusha Sainayim, Tikkun Ha'inayim. But what's particularly important here is the connection between Ruvain and Yosef. And there's also a connection with all of that in Chanukah. I'm not going to go into the whole sugi of Chanukah now, even though this would be the right time to do it. But the Medrash says on the Pesach in Shir Hashirim, by the Medrash says, Hadudoim nosnu reyach, while psachenu, that's what it says in Shir Hashirim, Hadudoim, the cakes, the Hadudoim from Leah, Hadudoim nosnu reyach, gave a very wonderful smell, while psachenu, and by our openings, kol megadim, all delicacies, sweet things. So, whatever that's talking about, the Mefarshim, there's a lot on it, but the Medrash says, Hadudoim nosnu reyach, Zeruvain shehitzel es Yosef. That's Ruvain who saved Yosef at Tzadik. Val psochenu kol megadim zener Chanukah. That we light by the Pesach, or that we light by the opening. And all this from talking, what is going on over here? But you see, there's an inyan of Chanukah that Ruvain was matzil as Yosef. And these parashis, of course, are the parashis of Chanukah. Hadudoim nosnu reyach, ze Ruvain shehitzil es Yosef. Ruvain, which is the koch of seeing, was the one who would save Yosef at Tzadik, whose eyes would be tested in Mitzrayim with Asus Potiphar. We talked about that a little bit yesterday morning. Whose eyes would be tested, and Yosef at Tzadik would succeed, and it would come to the Madrega of Ben Poras Yosef, the beauty of Yosef, Ben Poras, what? Alei Ayin. Alei Ayin, that he had beautiful eyes. Alei Ayin. Alei Ayin is Olei Ayin, that he was Oyla. He reached his Madregas because of his Kedusha Sainayim. But the Kedusha Sainayim that Yosef had was because Ruvain Shehitzel as Yosef. Ruvain was the one who saved Yosef HaTzadik. Ruvain is the Koach HaRi'iyah. And Yosef HaTzadik is the Midah of Tzadik Yisod Olam. And the Kedusha of Yosef we see in the Torah is Ben Poros Yosef is Ben Poros Alei Ayin, which I didn't mention yesterday, the Medrash that says that Ayin, the Medrash says Ayin Shalei Ratzasa Lehenes, Lozunu Lehenes Midover She'ena Shalo, that the eye of Yosef was such an eye, Shalei Ratzasa Lozunu Lehenes, did not want to enjoy Dover She'ena Shalo. Yosef's eyes refused to indulge in anything that wasn't his. That's what I was talking about yesterday. And anything that wasn't his. Shmir Seinayim, Kedusha Seinayim. To only look at what's yours, not at anybody, at anything that's not yours. Asus Potiphar was not his. And the Kedusha of Yosef HaTzadik's eyes were to look only inward and to look only at what's his, not at what's not his. But the Hatzolah came through Ruvain. Ruvain saved Yosef HaTzadik. So on page Ches, yeah, I forgot to mention at the beginning, again, to thank Rabbi Nachmani, the Mishpacha, the Shiurim, sponsoring all the Shiurim of Darchei Avinom, the film show Simcha, Nachas, and Bracha. Ruvein hu asher hitzel es Yosef HaTzadik. That's the top of page Ches. Kaidei hari'ia megiim livatzileu miyodam. The koach of Ruvein is ri'ia, is to see. And how do you save a Jew that this Jew should be a tzaddik, that he should not fall into the bar into which Yosef was thrown? How do you rescue a Jew from the pit that's filled with snakes and scorpions, all tumid? So Reuven is the koach of Ria, and Reuven is the one who is vasileu miyodim. He's the one that rescues Yosef HaTzadik. In other words, there's, as we're going to see in a minute, there's a tzaddik inside each and every one of us that is in danger of falling into the pit. And Reuven Posach B'tshuva Tchila, Reuven, which is Kedushas Einayim, has the ability to save the child, the pure child inside of us, from falling into the pit. Right? And that's the binyan over here. The connection between Yosef HaTzadik and Chanukah, which is Kedushas Einayim. And Va'al Psachenu, we there be light the Chanukah candles, Al Psachenu Kol Megodim, which is Zen Ner Chanukah, because the Ner Chanukah, that Ur of Pnimius, that preserves the Kedusha of the home, and it guards the opening to our homes. It guards the opening to our homes. As I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago, that the Rambam brings down a Medrash or something, the Rambam had such a Kabbalah that one of the Xeris of the Ivanim was to tear the doors off of our homes. To tear the doors off, meaning that everything's hefke, everything's wide open, whatever's in the outside world goes into your house. And the inyan of Chanukah is to put the menorah by the opening. There's an interesting girsa in the shiltas. Problems when I get started with Chanukah, I start to walk. It's Erev Chanukah. But there's a girsa in the shiltas. The shiltas says that Chazal themselves say that the mezuzah is miyamin, right? And the Chanukah is mismal across the mezuzah. But the shiltas says, Ubalabais, Mitsuyat says, Be'emtza. The balabas is standing with his talus, with his sitzis, in between the mezuzah and the menorah. That's not found in the Gemara. But that's not found in Chazal. The shiltas has such a thing. Rav Achai Goin has such a thing. Also, Mestam, he saw it. The Rishonim had Midrashim that we don't have all the Midrashim that they had. So what's the inyan of the balabais standing with his sitzis in between the mezuzah and the menorah? It's also the guarding of your house, the guarding of one's house, to be a balabas. The balabais is standing. Tzitzis is laman tizkru, uri'isem, right? The Indian of tzitzis, the word tzitzis means lahatzitz. What does it mean, lahatzitz? To see, to look. The Indian of tzitzis is tikkun ha'inayim. Tikkun ha'inayim is tzitzis, to see. Lahatzitz, meitzitz, means to see. Meitzitz ben harakim means to see. So you have the mezuzah miyamin, you have the Chanukah menorah is on the left side of the door of the opening, and the balabais means you have to be a balabais. You have to be a balabais. You have to be in control of what's in your house, of what's in your life. And the balabais is standing with his tzitzis in the opening of the door. That's what we're talking about, that kedusha and that shmir. So because only through ri'ia, only through seeing things in the right way, can we save that Yosef HaTzadik inside of us from falling into the pit. There's even in English they say pitfall, and when you say something that's very very low, you say in the pit or a pit. So we used to say such a thing, a very low place. To save the koiches of Yosef HaTzadik, that's the koich, all the koiches of Yesod that a Jew has, all the koiches of a person converge in that nekuda of Yosef HaTzadik. The strength of Yosef HaTzadik is that Everything converges. Kesa, Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Chayit, Yisoid. In Yisoid, all the Koiches, all the Chushim, all of one's Koiches and Chushim converge in that point that's called Yisoid. That's Yosef. Tzadik Yisod Olam. Tzadik Yisod Olam. Tzadik Yisod means that all of the energy of all of the different spheres and all of the different midas inside of us, they converge, they all meet in that point that's called Yosef. It's called Tzadik Yisod Olam. Tzadik Yisod Olam. All the koichot. The Tzadik is the strongest person. He's a balabas. The Tzadik is the strongest person. Tzadik Yisod Olam. HaKoiches Shal Yosef HaTzadik. That's how we save the Koiches of Yosef HaTzadik. Bnei Yaakov Yosef Sela, Aydei HaKoich Shal Ruvain. But Yosef needs Ruvain. Ruvain is the Koich HaRi'iyah. Aydei HaKoich Shal Ri'iyah. She Ruvain Meyeh B'Kol Klai Yisrael. Ruvain is Meyeh, that Or of Ri'iyah, of seeing things correctly, seeing things in a proper way, that comes from Ruvain. Who is Meir B'Kol Klal Yisrael, this Koach of Riyah, who gives us his eyes. He's the Merkava of Kedusha Seinayim. That begins with Ruvain. The Shlemus of it is with Yosef HaTzadik. But it was a gift from Ruvain. We received that gift from Ruvain. Aydizeh Matzil Kol Echad Es HaYosef HaTzadik Shel Atzmo. What does it mean Ruvain is saving Yosef HaTzadik? Because through our eyes, through Ruvain, we're able to save the tzaddik. We're able to save ourselves and to remain tzaddikim, not to chalila fall into the snakes and scorpions. Ruvain oimer lanu, halo amarti lechem al techtu b'yelid. So Ruvain came to the Shvatim, right? And Ruvain says to the Shvatim, I told you, al techtu b'yelid, don't sin against the child. Okay, so Yosef wasn't a little child, right? Yosef was already, how old? 17. He was a yeshiva bacher. He wasn't a child. Al techtu b'yeled. B'yeled. Why does Ruvain say al techtu b'yeled? Umavur mitzadikim s'chus melenim. Akavan mitzadikim speak about this. She Ruvain mischan l'kol yachid v'yachid. That Ruvain is begging each and every one of us as we start to get older. Ruvain is begging each and every one of us al techtu b'yeled. Don't sin against that pure child of who you are. Don't sin against that child. Don't let it slip away. That innocence of a child. Al techtu b'yelid. Don't sin against Yosef HaTzadik, against the midah of tzadik. Ha'inayim. Yeruvim mischan l'kol yachid v'ha'inayim. The heilige reine einayim, the holy pure eyes. Hali amart lechem al techtu b'yelid. Ruvain is begging every Jew. Ruvain is the einayim. And Ruvain is saying, is seeing, and Ruvain is saying, I'm begging you, don't look at the wrong things. Al techtu b'yelid, because if you do that, you're going to destroy the child. You're going to kill the child inside of you. You're going to kill the kid. The kids are getting killed by what they're seeing. That's pshat. The kids are being killed by what they're seeing. And Ruvain is begging every single one of us, al techtu b'yelid, don't sin against the child inside of yourself. And don't sin against your kids by exposing them to things, to try our best not to expose them to things that the Jewish eye should never see such things. Al techtu b'yelid. Yelid hu ha'inyan shel nekiyas. Yelid is reinkai. Reinkai means purity. It means nekiyas. It means clean. A yelid, a child. Ha'ben yakel Ephraim im yelid sha'ashuim. Ha'ben yakel Ephraim im yelid sha'ashuim. Again, the delight, that the child is the delight of Ephraim is the child, Ephraim is the union of Yosef HaTzadik, Yelad Sha'ashuim, Yelad Sha'ashuim. Kach mevur mehari HaKadosh, halo amarti lechem al techtu b'yelad. Don't sin against the child, al techtu b'yelad. It's brought down as fun, the Yelad is the Rosh HaTevis, Laman Yedu Doreseichem. What mitzvah is that? Sukkah. What does it have to do with Sukkah? Sukkah also means to see. Sukkah means to see. And L'man Yedu Darasechem is the Oisiyas, is the Rosh Tevis Yelad, And the sukkah is also very deeply connected with Kedusha Sainayim, to only see, to the schach, to see only the Shechina, is the aim. The mother is protecting the child. That's the meaning of the sukkah, which means that even when you go outside of your house, you should remain protected and covered, even outside your house. That we're davening that our children, l'man yedu derasechem, that our children, that our generation should remain pure. And they should know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the meaning of the sukkah is to protect them when they're not in their homes. That's the kedusha of the sukkah. But it also means a lashon of seeing, seicha. Sorry, menus yiska. That everybody was seicha b'yafi, that everybody would look at the beauty of Sayyimena. It means her name was Yiska. Yiska. That's the English name is Jessica. That comes from Yiska. That's the name it comes from. But Yiska is a lashon of seeing. Al techto b'yelet. Amarti lachem tishmu al hainayim. Ruvain's saying to all the Shvatim and to every single Jew, I told you, if you want to remain pure, then tishmu al hainayim. You have to guard your eyes. You have to look at things with my koch, this is the koch of Ruvain, with Re'iyah. Shehinayim tiyena nekiyas, that the eyes should be clean. And if the eyes are clean, then the child that you delighted with when he was little, that child will remain a tzaddik. A tahara tishoya b'shleimus, then the tahara can remain pure. A person can't look at whatever he wants to look at and expect to remain pure. We can't allow our children to look at whatever they want to look at and to think that they're going to remain pure. I told you a few years ago, there was this heartbreaking conversation I had with a very chosh of a woman who was approximately my age, because we were at that time in the mountains, and we were staying in a place that was mostly the Balvatim. They were around the same age as me. We were in that. And very, very chosh of a person from a very chosh of a family of Tamid Chachamim. She was a descendant of the Yid HaKadosh, I remember. And she was once talking to, she wanted to talk to me, and she began to cry in the conversation. And she said that she was raised a very, very, very from home. She was raised in Brooklyn, a very strong family, very from home. And that she had these two friends that her parents didn't approve of. She was with all the right girls, but she had these two that, you know, there's always those one or two, right? Mm-hmm. So there were these two that my parents, she wasn't allowed to go to the movies. And, but these two friends convinced her, and she once snuck her parents, she never told her parents, and she went to the movies. And she said that she saw something in the movie. This must have been in the 1970s, I guess. Whatever. She saw something in the movie that was ma'us, something that was not nice. And she was crying. She said that to this day, which at that time, I guess she was probably in the late 40s when she told this to me, 50. She said, to this day, I can't shake that from my head. She said, I ran out of the theater. I mean, she's a very pure person. She said, I ran out of the theater and never went back. And she said, I left those friends. I mean, this is the best you could do. I mean, she did everything. She went to the movie. And her friends brought it and she went. And she said, and all of these years, when my best davening, I'm standing like in the Maris Machpelah or a Kever Rochel or something, and it's like my strongest davening, and I'm crying out to Hashem from the depths of my heart, all of a sudden, that scene, she said, the whole thing was, I was there for 10 seconds, and I ran out from the movie, Vayonis Vayetze. And I ran out from the movie, and she says, and just licked me on a cup. I can't, it's still there. She said, and she wanted to ask me, how do you get rid of that? She was just saying something in a very honest way, that everybody struggles with such a thing. So, how does that work like nowadays? This is, and I don't even know how bad that was, but I didn't ask her what she saw. I don't want to talk about it. But what do you think? She didn't go to some X-rated place with her friends. She didn't go to such a thing. Stamu was something that nowadays, that the kids nowadays, they would be bored. They wouldn't even look at it. This is nothing. So what are the re'ias that are in the head? And how is a person supposed to smell the slightest bit of hadudoim nosnu reach? The Chazal say that the young men in Yerushalayim, they had a wonderful smell. This was the smell of tahara. And how is a person supposed to have a shmeck of tahara if the eyes have become so impure? So this is what Reuven's crying about. Reuven's crying. Reuven's saying, "I'm the kohar vi. I'm begging you, al tech to be yelled, because this kid's going to regret it the rest of his life. Don't sin against the child." And for each of us, meaning don't sin against that child inside of you. Because even when you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, and you pressed a bad button over there on the phone, and you're looking at something you shouldn't look at, or you're on the street and you're looking at something you shouldn't look at, it's a chait against that yelid inside of us. It's just another knife in the heart of that child that's inside of us that's longing to have some of that purity of when he was before the movie, before he went to the movie.
Can you tell us what the answer was?
It's nothing that I haven't already told you a million times. I'm not going to go over it now. But I tried to give a chizik and to concentrate on the asay tov, and that she still has the koch. The same way that she ran out of that movie, she could run out from that thought. And that's a huge avoid in Hashem's eyes. When you do that, so Hashem gives you that nisayin over and over again. You shouldn't think that you're a bad person. Because she says, "What kind of a low person I am?" I still think of that. I said, "You know, Chas v'Shalom, but Yosef Tzadik was a low person. Yosef Tzadik was a low person. Hashem sends you in the sign. Your job is the same way you ran out of the movie. Then you got to run out of the movie now, and then you're a Yosef Tzadik or you're a Tzadikus when you ran out of the movie. You were Tzadikus when you ran out of the movie then, and you're Tzadikus when you run out of the movie now. And it's the same thing with us. When you run out of the movie, you're a Tzadik. And so why did you have that rerun come back?" Now, look, if you're looking at reruns, they come back to you, obviously. And so you can't cry that without them having such terrible thoughts. If you're looking at terrible things, what are you crying that you have terrible thoughts? The problem is she doesn't look at this lady who's a tzedekah. She doesn't look at anything bad. And she still has this thing. And she has this thing, but the craziest, she says, like, by the holiest times and places, it comes into my head. Like, you know, Shemoneh Esrei, you think of things you had this thought, I have these thoughts. So he said, that's the Indian of Yosef HaTzadik, and these are the Nisyanis that we have. And not to cry or to crack about why did this happen to me? How could this happen to me? I must be such a low person. All of those are Diburim that come mamish from the snake, that come from the Sitracha, because all those Diburim are telling you to keep on looking. That's all those Diburim are saying. Keep on looking. A low person like you, this is rated for you. It's not rated G or PG or R or X. It's rated for you. This movie was made for you. Because this movie is made for low people, and you're a low person, so that's a terrible machshava, and that's what I was talking to her about. That's not the machshava that you're a bad person. That's why you're thinking that. No, Hashem tests Yosef HaTzadik, and you're being tested, and you did a tremendous thing when you were young. That you're Zvayanis V'yaitse, and because of that, you have wonderful children, and you have beautiful family, and you've accomplished so many things in your life, and you have to keep on doing that. Your whole life, you're not Potter. In the Chumash, it sounds good because Yosef HaTzadik just did it one time. It sounds like after that everything was good after that. We don't know what Yosef's Nisyanis were. It's what we have in Chumash, but and by us though, it's more than one pasuk. Vayanis Ve'etze. So even if you had a good day in his Vayanis Ve'etze, then the next day it's pasuk Beis, and it's again another Eishes Potifera. By Yosef HaTzadik, it sounds like it was one time he had this ma'aseh with Eishes Potifera, and then afterwards he was potter. I said, "Kedabrei love yom yom." We just learned it yesterday. Kedabrei love yom yom, that she came after him every day, and as we spoke about a few weeks ago, even in jail, even when she would come after him. Kedabrei love yom yom. So it says in pasuk, "Kedabrei love yom yom." This from tells it means that Yosef HaTzadik, it wasn't only an Indian that he had once in his life, and it wasn't only Eishes Potifera. There's a Metzias in this world. Kedabrei love yom yom. Yom yom. That voice comes, yom yom. Well, the pictures come back, yom yom. When it says by Yosef, Yigidabra Lev Yom Yom, it means about each and every one of us. That the Nisyanis of this world are in a way, Avihi Kedabra Lev Yom Yom. It's not one pasuk. It's psukim and prokim and parashias of a person's life that he has to deal with these things. And the avoda is that when she came, Avihi Kedabra Lev Yom Yom, that Yosef HaTzadik was Mizgav. And that's why he's Yosef HaTzadik. And really, that's why Yosef, that's why our generation, our time, we had this deep connection to Yosef HaTzadik, because Davka, because of the repetition, Davka, because of the reruns and the replays, because of how many reruns there are. And by Yosef HaTzadik, he was the first one where the Torah tells us there were reruns, because it says, yom yom, that's what a rerun is, no? Means when the movie plays over in your head, or when you saw something you shouldn't have looked at, and it comes back over and over again. That's what it says. V'hi gedavra lev yom yom. Yom yom. So the kohti mizgabra on that rerun that keeps on playing back to you, even though you ran away from it, and you're done with it, and you feel, I must speak. I'm already done with this. I don't have any shaykhis. I'm already a grown person. I don't want to. V'hi gedavra lev yom yom. And the kohti mizgabra, not just on one time, it's v'hi gedavra lev yom yom. That's the Koch of Yosef Atzad, whose name itself means a Tesefes. It means more and more and more avoidance. Then you have Chanukah, which is Moisef HaHailach, that the candles get stronger and stronger and more light and more light. And Zelum HaZeh means with every single light, there's more darkness that's fighting against that light. It's all avoidance. Avigadabra Lev Yom Yom. We don't light one Chanukah candle. It's Avigadabra Lev Yom Yom. Because every single day of life, you need more aura to be able to overcome the narishkeit and the tumah of this day. So you have to be Yosef HaHailach, which is Yosef HaTzadik. We pass like Beis Hillel, and Hillel means is a lashon of aura. That's a lashon of aura. Hillel means aura, means light, praise, but it means hilo, means aura, like a halo, means light. And there's to be Yosef more and more light. That's the only way to fight against it, just with the Tesefes or, because there's more and more Chayshach, so you have to fight with more or. V'hikidabri lov, yom yom. V'arma HaKosuv, back inside. V'Hashem Beruch is Avram Bakol. So it says that Kosh Baruch Hu benched Avram Bakol. U'muvu me'habes Avram, and it's brought down from the Shlonimer, me'od tzadikim, other tzadikim, ki b'chol, ki b'akol, b'akol. Hashem Beruch is Avram Bakol, reshitavis bris karati le'enai. Bris karati le'enai. That's a pasuk in Iyov. I wrote the English there on the side. I made a covenant for my eyes. This is an interesting pasuk. Bris karati le'enai. He doesn't bring the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk is Uma es boinen al besula, which means I made a covenant for my eyes not to look at the besula, at the girl. I made a covenant with my eyes. Bris karati le'enai. So if your kid tells you he wants to go and take karate lessons, you could say, sure, you could take karate lessons. It says in the pasuk, bris karate le'enai. That's Jewish karate. I know they have, even when I was growing up, they had Jewish karate. They started with that then. They started that a long time ago, Jewish karate. But this is the original Jewish karate. Bris karate, it's not with a suffix, it's with a bris karate le'enai. I made a bris with my eyes. Karati la'enai. I made a bris with my eyes. Not to look at the wrong thing. That's what the pasuk says. Not to look at the psula. Bris karati la'enai. Umaz boinin al besula. Bezohin yin shel hakol. So when it says Hashem berach es Avram bakol, that Avram Avinu had everything. So Tzimei is saying, this the Beis Avram is saying, the Slonim is saying, that Bakol, when does a person have everything? When he's in control. When he's in control of his eyes. Biskarati la'enai, when a person is in control of his eyes. So that's the bracha of Hashem Berachas Avram Bakol. Then a person has that koach of being in control. That's called Bakol. Beis chof lamed bris karati la'enai. Zenin shakol. Because the Einayim is the Pesach, is the opening. Shem Shomer Alainayim as Kuloi Shomer. If you're able to guard that opening, just like the opening of the house, the eyes, which are the opening, to guard that opening, the eyes. So if a person is able to guard his eyes, then he's guarded. Kuloi Shomer. Then he'll already be he'll be careful. He'll be able to be careful to what he says and what he listens to. The tchila is ri'iyah, is what you see. That's what catches you first. That's what happened to Adam and Chava. Ri'iyah is the first thing. It's the most powerful. It's the most powerful. Even though shmiya, you could hear something from further away, but it's faint. But ri'iyah is something which is in front of your eyes. You see it in front of your eyes. Listening, which is shimon, that's the koch of shimon. Lishmoa, that's already you could hear something even if it's farther away, but it's not a strong an impact. Seeing something makes the strongest impact. When you see something, it's much easier to forget something that you heard, but you didn't see. But when you saw something with your eyes, it's very very hard to move on from seeing something. So Reuven's job is to save Yosef HaTzadik. And where do we see the koch of Yosef HaTzadik in the eyes? So I mentioned before, Ben Paras Yosef, Ben Paras Alei Ayin. So it says in Pasuk, V'Yosef Yoshis Yodo Alei Necha. So before Yaakov Avinu was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, we're now in these parashas. Yaakov was afraid to go down to Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassures him that Anochi Eridim Chametzrayim, Vanochi Elcho Gamaloi. I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I'm going to go up with you out from Mitzrayim. Of course, it doesn't mean Yaakov himself wouldn't come out, but he'll come out to be buried. But it means that the Shvatim Amis will be taken to Mitzrayim. I'll go down with you, and I'll take you out. And then it's an interesting thing. Then it says, V'yosef yoshis yodov aleinecha. It's one of the great mysterious psukim in all of Chumash. Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. That's what Hashem says. No, Hashem says to Yaakov. Yaakov is the father of all of Am Yisrael. Hashem says to Yaakov, you're going to go down to Mitzrayim, but you're going to survive in Mitzrayim, and you're going to get out. You know why? Because Yosef is going to put his hands and cover your eyes. Yosef Yoshes Yodov Aleinecha. Okay, so it's brought down the Svarm and the Halacha Svarm as well, that there's a son that is standing next to his father. When his father at 120 passes away, that the child, and the eyes are open, the child should put his hand on and to close the father's eyes. Say that. But what does it mean? What does it mean in Pnimius that Yosef will place his hand upon your eyes? And that, remember, Hashem Yisbach is telling that to Yaakov Avinu to give him chizik, because Yaakov is about to go down to Mitzrayim. There's a bad place. It's a bad place, Mitzrayim. And Yaakov is not happy about this gzeirah that they have to go down to Mitzrayim. He's not happy about this. And Yaakov is very worried about how are Jews going to survive in Mitzrayim. And the only eitz is that Yosef at Tzadik puts his hands and covers the eyes. We understand what that means. It's a very deep thing. Ukamay Shaduba Bez Hashem Zavach Shana Shavra V'Pasha Shmeis Barichas Ki Yaakov Avinu Pachad Ma'od Leiret L'Mitzrayim. Yaakov was very afraid to go down to Mitzrayim. Kol Anisham Shi Yisrael Hayahu Nachlonim Ba'isem Maimed. When the Shvatim went out to Mitzrayim, we were all there. All of our neshamas were there. We went down. The Shivim Nefesh is all of us. We all went down to Mitzrayim. We all went down to Mitzrayim. But Toikiv Shom Mitzrayim, I Hippuch Shotar. Of course, Mitzrayim is the headquarters of Tumah, of Gilei Rais, of the worst Tumah. Paro, Pera, Rabbe Einei Hashem. Paro's Pera, Rabbe Einei Hashem. Mitzrayim is every bad thing in the world is Mitzrayim. When they said Pachad Yaakov Avinu, and because of this, Yaakov Avinu was afraid. Hashem Amalai Al Tira Meidar Mitzrayim, but don't be afraid. Anochi Eyemcha V'Yosef Yoshes Yodo Aleinecha. And he was saying, he must have said the pasuk by heart, but the pasuk I wrote next to it, it says, Anochi eridim chametzvayim, v'anochi alcha gam aloi. And then it says, v'yoshev yoshev yodah alanech. That's the correct pasuk. Anochi, it doesn't say anochi eyemach, it says over there, anochi alcha eridim cha, and anochi alcha gam aloi. That's what the pasuk says. And then it says, v'yosef yoshev yodah alanech. Yosef is going to put his hand on your eyes. Either Yosef at Tzadik, Yekablu HaKach, the deeper meaning of this is, that is through the midah of Yosef at Tzadik, which is Tzadik Yisod Olam, which we understand that Yosef took over the Bechorah from Reuven, because of what happened with Reuven. Reuven is the Koch of seeing, but now this Koch of seeing becomes really manifested in Yosef. Really, Yosef is all of the midahs, because that's the midah of Yisod. And Yosef is taking all of these koiches of Reuven and Shimon and Levi and so on, and ubefrat the inyan of kedushas ha'inayim, which is Reuven, because Yosef took over really that inyan of the bechora. And from Yosef at Tzadik, Jews in Mitzrayim are going to be yichablu hakoach. Yodo perish kocho. Yad means koach. Masata giburim biyad chalosh. And biyad always means bekoach. Yodoha chazaka. Yodo perish kocho. Shall Yehudim tiena einayim nikiyas. Yosef yoshes yodo alinacha. The promise that Hashem made to Yaakov that Yosef will put his hand on your eyes means that through Yosef, Jews will have the ability to close their eyes to things that are not pure, to things that Jews shouldn't see. Yosef is the one who gives Yaakov the ability to have his eyes closed, to close his eyes while being in Mitzrayim, that all Jews can be in Mitzrayim and not look at things that they shouldn't look at. That koach comes to us from Yosef HaTzadik, through Reuven, who saved Yosef HaTzadik. We have the koach of keeping our eyes focused and not looking at things we shouldn't look at. Shall Yehudim tiena einayim nekiyas v'chazar l'akadoshim harei hefligum ha'oid. Binyin ha'inayim shel Yosef HaTzadik. Chazal talk a lot about the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik. Ein lanu hasag b'zeh, which we can't be masig. We can't be masig the eyes of Yosef HaTzadik, but the kedushas ha'inayim of Yosef HaTzadik. Avol ha'inayim ha'kedoshis of Yosef HaTzadik, but we do know that the holy and pure eyes of Yosef HaTzadik is the shmira. Shomer alem b'mesivus nefesh etiena nekiyus legamrei. That through Yosef at Tzadik's Shmira Seinayim and Tahara Seinayim, he made it possible. Doesn't mean that we're always successful. We have to want it badly enough. Meaning for somebody that's not Jewish, it doesn't sound nice, but it's impossible. It's not possible, it's impossible. And that's why the Maisu, when the Paris came to the Rebbe of Baruch Meshubas, came to the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh. And his grandson, Rav Baruch, was standing next to him. And you remember the story, right? The Paritz came to the Baal Shem Tov, and he was sick, and the Baal Shem Tov told him that, you know, your life is a hefker, and you're doing all kinds of disgusting things, the Baal Shem Tov told him, and you're dying from the disease, whatever, some kind of, you're dying from it because of what you're doing. So the Paritz, the guy, said to Baal Shem Tov, he says, Rabbi, you're able to stay away from these things. He asked the Baal Shem Tov, the guy. So the Baal Shem Tov, you remember what he answered? What?
I'm old.
Yeah, the Baal Shem Tov said, I'm an alter mensch. You know, I'm an old man. So he said, and the pirates walked out. Yes, there was something he gave him a broch or something, he walked out. So Baruch Meshubas said the grandson was very upset about that. He couldn't believe that he said such a thing. And Baruch Meshubas asked his grandfather, what do you mean you're an old man? He says, Zaydi, I know you're Kaddish Vatar. Kaddish Vatar. So the Baal Shem Tov, what did the Baal Shem Tov say to him? I'm going to say that to a guy. guy's not going to understand what I'm talking about. And when the Rebbe Baruch Moshe said over the mice, he said, the emes is, a Jew also doesn't understand how this works. We also don't understand. We have this koach, we just don't know how it's possible. A guy doesn't have this. Well, Shem said, I can't explain it to the Paris. I'm going to explain to a Paris what it means, Shmir Sinai. To explain to a Paris, Shmir Sinai. But the Rebbe Baruch Moshe said, the truth is that we also don't understand. We just have this. There's such an Indian that a Jew has. This koach of Yosef Etzadik. It's not something which is seichel. It's something that somehow the Reuven, who saved Yosef Etzadik, and Yosef Etzadik is saving us, that he gave us such a koach that a Jew has the ability in Mitzrayim to keep his eyes in the right place. A Jew has such an ability. It's something that you can't explain it. Not only to a porridge, but you can't explain it to yourself how a person has such a kayak to do that. But we do have such a kayak. And not only that, but it's the Pesach of tshuva. There's the next pieces we'll continue next week. But I looked into the pasuk. Yosef Yashis Yada Al Einecha, and I saw such a beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Ksava Kabbalah. It really doesn't have to do what we're talking about, but it would be chaval to share with you, because it was just agav. I saw this in the Ksava Kabbalah, that he said that when he says Yosef Yashis Yada Al Einecha, so Hashem Zubach was telling Yaakov, it's going to be very, very hard in Mitzrayim. And it's gonna be very, very, it's a bad place, it's a terrible place. But you're going to have such naches, such shashum from being back together with Yosef, who you were apart from all of these years, that even though Mitzrayim is a terrible place, but you're not going to pay attention to all the horrors of Mitzrayim, because you're going to be so excited about being together with the children. You'll have such naches from your kids. It'll take your mind off of the disgusting stuff that's going around. It's also an Indian. If you look and see the Ksav Kabbalah's language, it's very, very beautiful, the way he wrote it. That you'll have such a pleasure from your son. So it says, Yosef, Yosef, that Yosef will cover your eyes. Meaning the joy that you have from your kids is so strong that it will cover your eyes. You won't need to look at other things. You'll have such naches in your own house that your eye is not going to have to go anyplace else. It's a beautiful Torah also. But it's kedai if you have the Ksav Kabbalah. We have it, you have it. It's kedai to take a look at the Ksav Kabbalah. Okay. Shem to be continuing Chanukah, Shabbat Lechtig, and Afrelech, and Chanukah.